What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. So it was a gorgeous fucking day today. I am literally in my zen energy. I got to ride my motorcycle to and from work today. So I am just, I forgot how much I missed it. I forgot how much, you know, meditation came with doing that. And I was kind of flirting around topics today. I do want to say thank you to everyone who reached out about yesterday's little, you know, idea of going down to once a week through the summer. I appreciate y'all having my back. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for being understanding. And my inbox is always open. Like, I'm literally still here. So anyway, I'm thinking about topics today and just started thinking about the meditation. I talked a little bit about Dr. Joe Dispenza yesterday, and he talks about something that I think is really cool. And I want to talk about that, and it's transcendence. Okay. So we're going to talk about that, but I want to bring in that idea of transcending your ego, okay? Because our ego can fuck us up, okay? Ego is that psychological concept that refers to our sense of self. That's our identity. That's our awareness. The ego operates on the reality principle, and it seeks to balance the impulses and demands to achieve that realistic and adaptive behavior. Okay. It's kind of responsible for like organizing information from the outside world and from internal impulses and thoughts. And it kind of mediates between the conflicting demands of the other two components of the psyche. Okay. We are complex beings, but I really, really want to focus on the ego. It's the conscious aspect of the psyche that's responsible for navigating externally and internally. Okay, it's how we maintain our sense of self. And so the first thing that you guys really have to do, and this was a hard thing for me, I went through ego death and it's terrifying. And I've done it more than once now, but at least now that I've experienced it, I know what's happening when it happens, so I can call it out, okay? But it's a tough thing. So what you want to do is become aware of the ego. Okay. You've got to develop an introspective understanding of your own thoughts and your feelings and behaviors. Okay. So if you're like, bitch, I don't know what you're talking about, I want you just to start observing your thoughts and pay attention to your internal dialogue and literally the mental chatter that goes on in your head throughout the day. I just want you to observe them, no judging them, no getting caught up in them. I just want you to watch them. And then I want you to start being aware of your emotional reactions. Like, how do you feel in response to different situations and people? And this is where you can start to notice patterns in your reactions to identify your underlying beliefs or values that could be driving them. Okay. We talk about finding your core belief and your core values because this is what you and your future are built upon. If you want clarity, which clarity is fucking key, if you want clarity in what you're going, if you feel like, man, nothing's happened to me for the universe, I'm showing up every single day and I'm doing the, you know, mindfulness, I'm doing the manifesting, I'm doing my affirmations, like I'm looking for opportunity, I'm doing the things and you feel like you're getting nothing, it's because you don't have that clarity. You're not set in what it is you really want, because if you were, that shit comes back to you. And I am guilty of this. Like, this is another reason I wanted to have this conversation tonight, is that I'm in limbo right now because I genuinely am not sure what I want in this moment. Yeah, I'm doing a podcast. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, I'm working with women. It's a lot of fun. But there is something that I don't have clarity on that I just am kind of dancing around. So I'm going to be going through the next few weeks of just trying to transcend my ego, to just take my ego out of it. Okay. Usually that's what gets in my way. So I want you guys to start to examine your behaviors, look at your actions, ask yourself if your actions, if the steps you are taking, are they driven by your true values and desires, or are you being influenced by external factors such as social norms or expectations? And this is the question I have to take myself through. Of like, bitch, are you like stuck where you are because of how you really feel or because other people are influencing you? And then you've got to practice that mindfulness, like being in the current moment for where you are. This is an ongoing progress to become aware of your ego And you have to practice, okay? It is important. We need our ego, okay? We need to learn to love it because sometimes your ego is going to fuck you up, okay? But your ego is like that whole sense of identity. That's how we separate ourselves from other people and the environment, okay? This is important for our self-esteem. Yes, this matters. Pull yourself apart from that. And then it's important for you when it comes to your ability to navigate your place here. Ego is going to help us distinguish between fantasy and reality. It helps us make rational decisions. Decisions based on experiences and perceptions. But what's really fucked up and where we have to take our ego through that death is that sometimes it reacts to our thoughts. It will react to situations that our brain took it through because your brain does not know what's real and what's not. If you're thinking it, it's real. That's what happens. Okay. It's our ego is like that defense mechanism too, that has a level of protection from that anxiety and the stress and the trauma. So like your ego is going to be what represses things to help us forget traumatic events that we aren't ready to deal with. And denial, I mean, it helps us avoid facing realities. How can this be toxic for us? If we do not bring ourselves to a level of awareness, bitch, what's happening? You're repressing all these feelings and emotions and you're making yourself sick. That's the truth. So there is good and bad. I want you to learn how to dance with your ego 100% because you coexist, okay? You are like it's part of that co-creation with God. It is definitely a part of the awareness in the universe where we have to become conscious of it. And then we use it to our advantage. Your ego is going to help you, you know, make decisions. It weighs the pros and the cons. Is everything lining with your values and goals? So the ego is key with our psychological and emotional function, okay? We would lack total sense of self and struggle to adapt to anything in the world without the ego. So what I've learned from Dr. Joe Dispenza, and please like go look up his books. I'm going through another book this week. It's my second time. I'll tell you guys what it is right here. Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. And I think that's where it starts. If you want change in your life, you've got to break the habit of being who you are today. Because if you wake up the same person you woke up to be today and you create those same habits and thoughts and responses and reactions, nothing changes in your life, right? So I want you guys to practice transcending your ego. And that means moving beyond the limited sense of self that our thoughts and beliefs and identity has defined. And then this is how you access a deeper level of consciousness and awareness. And I call this the ego death because it does come down to believing that deeper part of you. Okay. This is associated with the spiritual world. This is where God comes in. Okay. This is where we come in with that God gene, where we just kind of have that experience of like letting go and letting God. Science has proven it. And this is where I learned from Joe Dispenza. So please do the research on all the work he's done because he did the research for me so I don't have to, okay? He did the research to prove that we have a God gene. If you are not making some sort of spiritual movement, spiritual growth, or even just accepting that God is a part of reality, I want you to keep digging. Keep digging for your truth because without that, we still just kind of stay in our ego. We don't move past that. We don't move past that to find these experiences that, you know, where we lose ego boundaries. And then we have this unity with the universe. This is where you're going to get that sense of interconnectedness with all things. To transcend the ego is to recognize the limitations of our ego identity. Okay. And we realize that our true nature is not defined by our thoughts or feelings or beliefs. Instead, we tap into that deeper level of awareness with God. And that is pure consciousness. That is God, pure consciousness. He made us in his image. We are riddled with his DNA 100%. This is where the power of you becoming a creator becomes. You didn't just randomly fall from the sky and like have power to create your life. That's not how it works, bitch. Okay. That's not how it worked. But that's how we really find our true selves. And there's so many different ways and techniques that people can use to transcend the ego. Meditation is one of those. Anything that's going to help you quiet your mind and access that deeper level of consciousness that is free from the limitations. So, I mean, some people use yoga. If you've heard me before, bitch, you know that shit makes me angry. But you've got meditation, 100%, I back that up. You've got psilocybin, okay? A lot of people, when they want to transcend the ego, they will do the hero's dose. I can't speak on that because I haven't, okay? I haven't done the ayahuasca. I have no intentions of doing these things because I really do feel like when I am practicing mindfulness and I'm in my Zen, I'm in my meditation, I'm free from the limitations of my ego. And we call it ego death, but the truth is the ego never dies, okay? It's always going to be a part of you, a part of who you are, a part of your essence, a part of your energy. But it is possible to kind of get the ego to step to the side, okay? If you are able to transcend the ego, you experience a profound shift in your consciousness and perception of the world. You will see things differently. You will have that sense of unity. You have that reduced anxiety and stress. People ask me all the time, how do you not freak the fuck out? Okay. Cause I talk about basic, stupid, dumb shit anxiety, but not the anxiety and stress and pressure of what it is to be a parent, carry that weight, carry the weight of running businesses, carry the weight of like all the demands at me. Because literally every day I wake up and I think really, truly, most of the time it's before I open my eyes of just like, God, this is yours. I can't handle this. And my ego knows, like, look, she's going deeper to that core of who she is, where my God gene just connects to God and like funnels my troubles to him. That's it. It's going to reduce your anxiety and stress. You're going to have more inner peace. You're going to have increased empathy and compassion. And I see this. I see this in people all the time. Like, be compassionate with your human fucking comrades. It's crazy out there. And that's 90% of the reason the world is fucked, okay? It's not because we have different beliefs. That's fucked, okay? It's not the beliefs. It's the fact that we stop seeing people for people. And so we see kids as objects that we can sex traffic and manipulate and groom. Fuck you, okay? We see, you know, people as expendable, where we are creating scenarios where mass murder is a thing that people can get away with now. We're not seeing people for people. We lost that empathy and compassion. You have to recognize the shared humanity and interconnectedness of everything. Animals too. All of it. We're all connected. And I'm not saying go focus on the shit, okay? Because the truth is I have a lot of conversations with people that we don't share the same beliefs, okay? We just don't. Not even the same viewpoints, but I do see there is a lack of compassion when someone is different than someone else. Okay. It's frustrating. I get that, but you got to dig deep to find that connectedness. Okay. You're going to have greater creativity. You're going to have better insight because you tap in deeper to who you are. You access a more intuitive and spontaneous mode of consciousness. You will have an expanded sense of self. Transcend the ego. This leads to, you know, you go beyond the limited identity that your ego has put you in. You break the glass ceiling. I want you to think about all your limiting beliefs, everything you think you can't do. Everything you think you can't do. That's your fucking ego. And sometimes you do got to get a little pissed. Every time someone tells me I can't do something, bitch, I do it. And I do it well. 100%. That's why it was easy for me to take my ego through that process of like, fuck you. Like, you need to step to the side because I'm tired of the limitations. I'm tired of the glass ceilings. I'm tired of thinking that as far as I've come is as far as I can go. I can keep going. I can go further. And your experience is going to be different, okay? Some of you, I know, like, people go back and back and back to their ayahuasca journey because they just have gone where they need to go for that level of experience. And some people could just go one time and they are connected for the entirety of their life. And what I'm talking about, you don't have to do this, okay? You don't have to do this, but I'm telling you right now that your ego is a source of suffering and limitation, because that is why you're clinging to your rigid ass beliefs and identities that are not serving who the fuck you can be. Your ego is what's keeping you from connecting with other people. You've got to come into that self-awareness. Maybe you don't want to go so far into transcendence. Maybe you don't want to connect with God on a spiritual level that is indescribable. Words cannot. There are times where I'm meditating and I connect so hard that I am literally just crying and shaking and I am not conscious. It is like I see my body in this awareness and I'm so connected with God. I don't want to come back. It's so fucking hard. And thank God for my Gemini husband who keeps me grounded. Like, that man pulls me to the earth every fucking time. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. Because a million times I just want to stay in that energy, in that space. That's how beautiful that gift is. And I struggle. This is one of my struggles of like maintaining knowing what that feeling is and then still being a part of society. It's a struggle and it's hard and it takes practice. And sometimes I forget about it until I have that transcending moment. And I'm like, holy shit, why am I living among trash humans? Like, we are fucked up. We are so fucked up. We are broken. And we're literally like, we're missing the point of our experience here. How do we change the world? I'm one person. You are one fucking person. What can we do? Right? Our government shit, they don't give a fuck about us. Seems like society's going to hell in a handbasket. Everywhere you look, there is more just pain and heartache and savage. Like, people are just fucked. Humans are fucked. How do we change the world? By transcending our ego, by becoming the best person that we could possibly be, because there is a magnetic vortex that sucks other people into your energy space where they feel loved and safe. There's no one in the world that has hesitated with a conversation with me. No one. I practice having that safe energy. People pour their hearts out to me when I'm not even asking because I have that safe energy. And I give them a different perspective, because no matter how much they might tell me that I don't believe or I don't agree with or isn't my reality, there's still love and compassion there. I see them as a human, and then I can step back and explain how we are different, and I can see them as a human. And then the same respect comes back mirrored to me. We don't want to live in a world of perfection where everybody believes the same shit. Fucking boring. That's not what we came for. We came here for a human experience. How do you make the best of that? The world is not out to get you. It's your fucking ego. It's your ego. It is time to set that shit to the side. To really become who you are meant to be. And maybe you're not ready for transcendence, okay? Maybe you're not ready for that. But I do want you, just like I tell you to expand your comfort zone, I want you to expand your sense of self. And I want you to practice connecting. Practice that awareness. Everybody out there has a story. That car that's riding your ass on the highway and just waiting for you to get over, you don't know what's happening in their life. Right? Maybe his wife is screaming at him, you know, because whatever's happening and she's stressed out. They've got a kid in the hospital, or he's late to dinner again. And if he was doing that, they're getting a divorce. Like, you just don't know, but everybody has a fucking story. Everybody has a story. Get the fuck out of your own way and start listening. Who are these people? They're in your path for a reason. And it's not because you're under attack. You are the only thing that can get in your way. 100%. You're the only thing that can hold you back. There is not a human on this fucking earth that can hold you back. If you set your mind on something, it's yours. 100%. The only thing stopping you is you. And maybe what you want, the way you want to get there, isn't going to be the way you think you can get there. But as long as you have that clarity, Right, bitch, we're always with the clarity. We're with the clarity on your core beliefs, your core values, all of that. You know who you want to be. You know how you want to help. Get there. I love you. I'm going to leave you with that today. Today felt really good. The sun is out in Michigan, and I think all of us like woke up with a whole sense of life purpose again. That's the truth. I get it. The sun's out. It does something. If you know anyone from Michigan, I mean, they'll tell you. And I know a lot of you bitches. I know a lot of you bitches that listen are from here. So you know exactly what I'm talking about. We all kind of got a new life into us. And I just thought this was the perfect conversation for you guys to do some expansion and some growth. But definitely, bitch, check out Joe Dispenza. Okay. I am telling you, he was everything he's, I'm thankful for the path he took. Okay, because it has definitely been a huge part of where I've gone. And someday when, I don't have 100 kids here, I cannot wait to experience one of his retreats, which he has. So look that up too, because if you are not stuck at home with 100 babies, you should be checking this shit out. Okay. I love you. Have a great fucking day.